4. Sociology. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below.
In sociology, we often have to think about issues on a deeper level than how they are initially presented. For example, in the rating I assigned at the end of the last lecture, there was a lot of information about how someone's name may influence their lives. The reading suggested that oddly named children have it harder in life than children with regular names. But if we look deeper, we find that this isn't really true, and studies show that having an odd name doesn't really make a difference. Let me tell you more about the research. Okay, so one study mentioned in the article described that children with weird names do worse in school. The problem with the study is that it didn't look further into the child's situation. A follow-up study found out more about the kids with weird names, and guess what they learned? Children with odd names were also more likely to have uneducated parents. So it is entirely more likely that the reason that children with odd names did worse in school was because their parents couldn't give them as much academic support, like helping them out with homework and such. How about the idea that oddly named children grow up to be huge failures? This is also not true. A survey of adults with odd names showed that they didn't have trouble finding jobs, at least, not any more trouble than most people do. Additionally, most of them were very proud of their odd names. For them, it wasn't a source of embarrassment or shame. Instead, it was something that made them memorable. So, in some ways, they might even have an easier time getting jobs because employers will remember them and be curious to learn more about them because of their odd names. In conclusion, we can see that having an odd name does not affect a child to do poorly in school. It also doesn't seem to affect them as adults.